This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
Okay, here we go. Let's serve you up another delicious portion of the Breakfast Buffet podcast with Gary and Chelsea.
Animals took over the breakfast show. There was beaver news and hedgehog surprises. Kim Kardashian's pants caused a lot of drama.
But not in the way you might think. And in fact, if you're lucky, you might be able to get your hands on a pair of some of her upsetting underpants.
I lost my boyfriend and I'm blaming Marcus Rashford.
Now, I've seen a lot of blame coming for Marcus Rashford for lots of different things. I'm not sure whether it's right to blame him for this particular one, but you'll make your own minds up.
You found a new trend so babies can party as hard as adults do.
This is a game changer. Can't believe they never had this when I was a baby.
And the WhatsApp group chat had an exciting new member. Clue, he's made of porcelain.
Yeah, it's not much of a clue, really, is it, out of context? But it'll all make sense if you listen, and you should continue to do so, to episode 70 of the Breakfast Buffet podcast. It's entitled
Beaver News, Hedgehog Surprises and Porcelain Pigeons.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
World Theatre Day!
Yes, darlings!
And of course, we have both worked in the theatre, so Well, no, I sold ice cream.
No.
You, though, have trodden the boards.
I have trodden the boards.
Your
I've
greatest.
Tap danced on them.
Have you tap danced on them?
Yeah.
What else have you done on the boards?
I've been dressed as a chicken on the boards.
Yes.
I've had a pie thrown in my face on the boards.
Yes. Was that from somebody in the audience or was that part of the show?
That was part of the show.
Okay, shame.
I was also locked in a washing machine. That's a very random one.
Okay, don't. This is just in show. This is just in a show. It's very dangerous to do that in real life. We all know that, please.
It's a big cardboard one.
Okay, and what was the scene there?
That was in a pantomime.
Okay, your character was?
I was the princess and it was the ugly stepsisters, but it was like, they were called like Wishy and Washy.
Well, there is a character called Wishy Washy, so maybe...
Wishy Washy.
Yeah, so maybe...
Maybe I've got one mixed up there.
Yeah. There is usually a male character is Wishy Washy.
Oh, okay, so maybe I was put in... I think maybe I was hidden from the evil character in the washing machine.
Okay.
And I was put in there, and that's why. But I just remember getting into a washing machine.
A cardboard one. That was your big moment,
that
the washing machine.
That was my big starring moment,
did everyone ooh and ah?
People were like, no, get her out.
And did you... And how did... What was your... So recreate the moment. So you're in the washing machine, great horror. And terror, the crowd are, oh no, the princess is in the washing machine. And then this is El Chelsea Little coming out of the cardboard washing machine on World Theatre Day, everybody.
I'm free.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chelsea Little.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Wilson's Hack Attack time once again, another helpful hack to save you. Now, you'll know the horror that can await you because of this problem. So your wife leaves the room. You're watching the telly, your wife leaves the room.
Yeah.
You immediately grab the remote to try and change channels from the housewives, the real housewives of somewhere in the world. They're orange. They've got incredible hair extensions. Their teeth are like beautiful, beautiful white rows of big teeth. You reach for the remote. The remote doesn't work. You're stuck with them.
Batteries
are gone flat. Here's the way you never get in that situation again. A hack what I've learned.
Okay.
To test a battery, all you have to do is drop it. If you take a standard alkaline battery and drop it on its flat bottom end, you can find out if it's charged or not, if it's ready to go or not. If it bounces quite high, flat. If it's hardly bouncing at all, it's good to go.
It's good to go.
And I, because it's radio, I know, but because we are all about the truth and keeping it real, I bought the battery here.
You've got one ready to go. Okay.
Yep. Do you want to see it drop?
Yeah, I want to see it drop. I want to get involved in the action.
Ready? I'm going to drop it from...
Okay.
I'm dropping it from shoulder height onto its bottom. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Three.
So you've got to, you judge through your eyes how high it bounces.
Okay, I'm going to judge the bounce.
Ready?
Yeah. I didn't think that really bounced. I think that's got charge.
It landed on its side. I'm doing it again.
Okay. I'm going to say that's a charged battery.
Yeah.
There was not much spring in that bounce.
Yeah.
It didn't really want to leave the floor once it hit it.
Right. Well, it's on it. Oh, it's one of those rechargeable batteries. I don't know whether it's I don't know whether it works on those or whether that's charged or not.
Do we have an uncharged one?
I don't think so. Anyway,
well, that went well.
On Super Hacks tomorrow at the same time. We are your number one for science. WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. So, what's happening in the group chat of your apartment block? What's going down, Chels?
Well, last week there was loads of discussions on what groups we were going to start as a group in general. Like, Pam had started a walking group
on a
Wednesday.
Yeah, with
people
cake.
Were getting FOMO with cake.
Yeah,
that's the best bit.
Yeah.
They're like, maybe we could start a gardening group or a club. Maybe there could be a coffee club.
Mm.
Well, they did a poll on the WhatsApp group chat.
They did a poll?
They did a poll.
Oh, wow.
That's when you know it's getting serious.
Yeah.
And they said, which group would we like to start first? Because obviously we can't do all at once. It's a bit overwhelming.
It's too much.
And Jenna has decided that coffee club is the easiest one to start, and it's beginning this Thursday.
It's not really a club, is it, really? But well done, well done. We salute you, coffee club.
So now we have a walking club with cake and a coffee club, which I also think is probably going to involve cake.
Cake as well.
Yeah.
Okay, all clubs involve cake. Should do. It should be your rule.
It should be the rule. Max has bought a porcelain pigeon as the house mascot.
What a good phrase. You look a bit peaky. Yeah, I just bought a porcelain pigeon. You know what I mean? It sounds like it means something. It sounds like something someone in EastEnders might say.
It does.
Yeah, yeah. Hitting up the old porcelain pigeon. Yeah, have a drink. See the lads. Down the porcelain pigeon.
Would be a good pub name.
It would be, wouldn't it?
It's quite terrifying looking, I'm not going to lie to you. Its eye really stares into
have
your soul.
Have you seen it?
It's in the post room for us all to look at.
Oh, he's put in there as a communal porcelain pigeon.
A communal porcelain pigeon. A public porcelain pigeon.
The people's public porcelain pigeon is posted. In the post room.
In the post
room. It's the post pigeon. It's the people's public post porcelain pigeon.
I'll get a picture of it and I'll show you next time.
A picture of the post boss. stop it now.
And if that wasn't enough.
It wasn't.
Ronnie needed someone to dog sit for her. Yep. I was so excited. I was like, this is my moment. Perfect. I DM'd Ronnie and was like, babe, I can dog sit for you. She's like, I'm really sorry. Pam got there first. I got beaten by Pam to dog sitting. She was my favourite up until now.
Well, at least with Pam being such a star, and I'd almost forgotten about Pam, at least we've got a name for the most public people's porcelain pigeon. Pam.
We could name it after Pam.
And that was this week's What's Up Group Chat.
I got a phone call from my granddad the other day because he's absolutely buzzing because fishing season starts soon.
Oh, really?
Bernie's an avid fisherman. He absolutely loves it.
Go on, Bern.
He has all his gear and he lays it out in the kitchen, or the back room, as we call it.
The back room?
Yeah, because it's at like the back of the house.
Oh, so the kitchen's called the back room?
Yeah, the back room.
Back room, yeah. So he gets all out his maggots and stuff, does he?
Yeah, he has all of the wriggly. Oh, they smell so bad. I do not miss doing that because I used to get involved, you see, because he loves it. He never wins, but he has a great time when he goes.
He never wins. Darn you, trout. I'll see you next weekend.
But he has a great time and he gets a bacon sandwich en route. So I think he's living his best life. Do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I suppose you've got a bacon sandwich and a bag full of maggots. You can't go wrong,
what
can
more
you?
Could you need?
What a lovely way to spend a weekend.
But it used to be my job when I was little to hold the fishing wire with the hook on the end so that he could concentrate on putting the bait on it. But he wasn't allowed to put a maggot on when it was me. It had to be sweet corn instead. Fish like sweet corn,
yeah. Corn? A whole cob?
No, just a little kernel. No, just get a good old tin.
Just one little. Oh, you straight out the tin?
Yeah, straight out the tin.
They don't mind out the tin, the fish.
No, they're not fussy.
They're right, they go for a bit green giant.
I've heard they prefer the salted water, the non-salted.
Oh, yeah, the brine.
Yeah, that's what they need.
So your job was just to hold the wire while he hooked it on the hook?
Designated wire holder.
Oh, what a great job
I know,
to have
I can't
had.
Fish, but I know how to
but
hold
a
fish.
But you know how to hold
wire.
A wire?
Oh, yeah.
Hello, what skills have you got from your childhood? What little jobs did you have to do? You know, you thought maybe at the the time, they were super important. Maybe now, in retrospect, not so much.
We have Kaylee in Sittingbourne, who used to pair the clean socks that were just chucked in a basket. She said, I've now learnt as an adult, when hanging to dry, you hang them together and then you can pair them once dry.
So much easier. She stopped the cycle of abuse passing down to another generation.
It ends with Kaylee. The cycle ends here.
The wash cycle.
Shout out to Samantha in Chatham, whose job was to cut up orange rind for marmalade.
Oh, no. What a job that is. Oh, it's very fine orange rind in a marmalade. I mean, to be fair, I prefer the rindless, but I don't want to upset them. Yeah. We haven't put all that hard work into chopping up.
You don't want to make them redundant
of an orange. Yeah.
Of her job.
Yeah, no. Keep rinders working.
Rachel in Canterbury used to help her nan shine all her hanging brass ornaments.
Brass things were big back in the day. I remember, like, we had a lot of, like...
So it's animals and things,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. And you'd have, like, things that horses would have strapped on them. We never had any horses, but we had these horse brasses hanging up. They were the trend at some... And you used to have to give them a good polishing every, I don't know, couple of months or something.
Yeah.
And, God, it was boring.
Oh, it's a lot.
And it was hard. You had to rub really hard.
You have to get your elbows in it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, people don't want stuff that hangs on the wall that requires such a lot of work now.
No.
Just flat screen telly.
Just hang it up and leave it be.
Yeah, leave it be. It's supposed to be tarnished. It's patina. That's what they call it in all the antique programmes now.
Patina.
Yeah, it's historical.
Historical. Lucy in Ramsgate, her job was to grate cheese.
Wow, cheese is great, and even greater when it's grated. So thank you very much for all your hard work. It does taste better grated.
It does,
though,
it really does.
Why does it taste better grated?
I don't know.
What is that about?
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
We seem to get our fair share, more than our fair share of beautiful animals in Kent.
I love it.
Including a resident having to ring alarm bells after a large freshwater rodent was found in the saltwater environment of Sandwich Bay. We are talking about beavers. A beaver was spotted on the beach. Now, it's not good for them, saltwater. Beavers don't like saltwater.
Beavers don't like saltwater.
So luckily, Lindsay from Sandwich, she did a bit of filming of it and put it on Facebook and stuff, and thought, what do I do here? Now, Lindsay used to live in America. She thought it was a woodchuck. And everyone knows how much woodchuck...
Woodchuck does chuck wood.
Yep. So anyway... And she thought, no, it's not a woodchuck, because this is in America. This is Sandwich Bay. So she thought, oh, it's a beaver. Luckily, she called some people out who know about rescuing beavers. They're called the BDMLR, which is British Divers something or other.
Yeah.
And they came and they rescued the beaver, which they nicknamed, of course, Dustin. hopefully it's going to be all right. Maybe the RSPCA will have a little look over Justin, make sure he's all right.
Make sure
but there
he's
you are.
All right. Make sure he's a happy beaver.
Have you ever seen beaver on the beach?
I've never seen a
beaver on the beach either. People making their own jokes up now. Please stop. We're not talking about the north end of Botany Bay. Okay, thank you. We're moving on.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Lynn in Folkestone, she used to paste the wallpaper and fold it ready for her dad to hang it. She said, I did it from the age of 8 and I loved it.
There used to be more wallpaper hanging than there is nowadays, I think.
People don't hang wallpaper like they used to anymore.
Most people had a wallpaper pasting table back in the day. I don't know whether everyone does
now.
Yeah,
my dad had one of those.
You always have one. And then you might have to use it. If you're having a party, you might have to put only light snacks on it, though. The crisps,
nothing
maybe.
Nothing too heavy.
No, you can't put like a very well-filled vol-au-vent on there.
Too
can't
far.
Can't take it.
Don't even bother about the trifle.
Definitely not. Not in Nanny's best bowl.
Deborah in Aylesford, also definitely child labour, was painting galvanising treatment to the underneath of her parents' caravan. She said, it did earn me a pair of Nike Air Max, though.
Oh, well, that's well paid. Hello, Dion. Morning. My sister and I used to take it in turns to roll my dad's cigarettes. See what I mean? Times have moved on, haven't they? Times have moved on. Hello as well to Kirsty in Rochester. My job as a child was to let my mum's geese out every morning. They used to chase me down the garden. I had to hide in the shed. Now I have a fear of the devil birds. Thanks, Mum.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Thought everyone could do with some cute news this morning. So we've already had the sandwich beaver. who's been gambling around, which is lovely. And now this is not in Kent, but it's a lovely story about a baby hedgehog.
Oh, I love hedgehogs. They're so cute.
Lady's going down the road. She sees baby hedgehog. It's all cute and curled up. This little bluey, browny, blacky, you know, fluffy slash spiky body all in a little ball. Can't leave that there. She takes it home, carefully cups it, takes it home, puts it in a little box with a bowl with some dog food in there and a little bowl of water, hoping that it'll pop his little nose out at some point. And didn't. The whole night.
Oh, no.
Didn't show his little hedgehog face. Hoglets, they're called, by the way.
Hoglets.
Just to add to the cuteness. No good. She thinks, I know what to do. I take it to the animal shelter people. Yeah. They'll know what to
do.
They better look after
do.
It. She takes it in a little box. Here's the little hoglet I found. Do you want to have a little look at him? Have a little look. Madam, this is the bobble of a bobble hat.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
Bad news, everyone. There's problems with Kim Kardashian's pants, I'm afraid, to report this morning. Big problems.
What's happened to her pants?
Well, you know, she sells pants, doesn't she? She's a pants sales lady.
They're good as well. They suck you all the way in. They're like...
Do they? Like what? How does your body make that noise?
It's like, that's what happens when you're like...
Really,
everything is compressed.
In. Okay. Okay, well, these particular pants, the problem is English. It's the language problem.
Oh, no.
The pants say... You're mine. Unfortunately, it's Y-O-U-R, mine. Not
you.
Y-O-U, apostrophe, R-A.
Oh, this would grate on you so much.
And of course, I don't know what the crossover is of underpant buyers and, you know, people who care that much about the English language and the proper use of apostrophes. But apparently they're being pulled from sale. And
the pants are being pulled.
The pants are being pulled down in price and removed. And there's new proper apostrophied pants.
So who knew the world would be a better place with proper apostrophied panties?
Exactly. What's that on your pants? Oh, it's just an apostrophe. I thought you were pleased to see me. There we are. Pant News is our new feature.
Gary and Chelsea. KM FM Breakfast Buffet.
I lost my boyfriend over Easter.
Sorry to hear that.
I know, he went missing for 8 whole hours straight. I started to panic. I thought he'd disappeared. 8 hours is pretty much the whole, like, awake time for most people in the day.
Right. Okay, look. We'll put into some kind of context because, you know, sometimes people go to work.
No, this is just a normal Saturday. He didn't have any plans.
Right.
He'd just gone home for Easter, but he was like, I'm just having a chill, I've not got anything happening. My brain starts going wild. I was like, he's running amok.
Right.
There's another woman.
Wow.
He's not messaged me for 8 whole hours. It's over.
Right, did you message him?
Yeah, I did.
So
he's like, you alive?
Hello? So he didn't reply?
Didn't reply.
For 8 hours.
I phone him, doesn't reply. I was like, here we go. This is where it all ends. I was like, but it'll be content, it's fine. He answers the phone. The reason he had gone missing for 8 hours is because he got the new FIFA game for Easter and he was matching all of the football kits to the football boots. And Marcus Rashford was causing him a right nightmare because his kit was a particularly odd colour and it kept trying to give him orange boots. And then, as I quote, he went to me, but now my team look fresh.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
I had an absolute crisis yesterday because obviously holidays, you forget everything gets thrown off and all the shops close early.
Oh, no, not the shops
closing
early.
Got home and I was like, oh, no. I'd run out of, you know, those little things that you hang over the toilet bowl and they're like a funny colour and they smell nice. And then when you like... flush the toilet, it makes the toilet go a fun colour.
Yeah,
like blue or purple or something.
So fun.
I love it.
They're the freshener, germ killing.
I don't actually know what they're called.
What are they called? But I know what you mean. Is it the ones in the little basket? Is it the little
plastic basket thing?
Yeah.
And you can just, I've got all different colours and then I just pick what colour I want my toilet to look like that week.
I think they call them a rim block. It's a block for your rim.
It's a block for the rim.
Yeah.
Lovely jubbly. Yeah. Well, yeah, I ran out of rim block.
Oh, no.
And I was devastated.
Oh, I can imagine. Your toilet's not turning purple.
It was a normal colour. It was a normal coloured toilet.
Hashtag pray for Chelsea.
It was just dreadful. And I seem to run out of them a lot. And I don't know why, because I'm not overly flushing.
You must be flushing more than you think, at least.
I am quite hydrated, but I don't... Wow. I don't think I overflush, but I seem to run out of it all the time. And I feel like I can't be the only one that ran out of something yesterday.
Yeah.
Or in general, tends to run out of the same thing. And shout out to you if you're feeling a bit smug this morning because you've got leftover Easter eggs, especially if they're intact halves. You know how they still do the Easter eggs? They come in the two little halves, like perfect little bowls of joy. Well, I've got a use for you because my old housemate still does this to this day and it never fails to shock me when she posts a selfie doing it. She likes to put her cereal in her Easter egg halves.
Use it as a chocolate bowl?
We use it as a chocolate bowl. She's like, I'm like a Tudor. You know, like back in the day, they used to have all the plates made out of sugar.
Oh, and then they'd eat them sugar. After. I knew they'd have made it out of bread. And they'd just, and then you just eat
the bread.
I'm down with that. Who needs plates? Why do we go to it? That seems like a step backwards. And definitely a step backwards, a ceramic bowl, when you could have...
Oh, you got to wash it. None of that. Pop your Cocoa Pops in a little chucky egg. And then you can have a little nibble after.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Not the only person that's running out of things. Elaine from Canterbury just got in touch.
Morning, Elaine.
She said, I just always run out of ham. And you know why it is? Because when you get the sliced ham, people aren't taking singular slices. They're doing that cheeky thing where they're like, oh, it got stuck together. Two slices at a time.
Because the thing is, once you've touched it, you think, oh, no one else wants my touched ham.
Yeah, so I'll just take the two.
Especially the wafer thin, because sometimes you can get two wafers and you don't even know.
It was an unintentional double wafer.
You don't know if you've double wafered. That's just an honest mistake. Don't come crying to me.
You look like a double waffer.
Don't think so, my friend. Don't think so.
Are you a singular waffer?
I'm very careful. I'm very careful. Unless my finger touches a second waffer, in which case I'm sorry, but the waffer is yours. Okay, what do you always run out of?
Is it ham?
To get in touch? Is it ham?
Rim block?
Ham or rim block? That's new. New on BBC One, it's our new detective show. Join John Hamm and David Rimblock. Yes, it's Hamm and Rimblock. Can they solve the murder?
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Vicky and Ashford got in touch. This is devastated.
Oh, no.
She always runs out of gravy. That's the worst. You know when you've overwatered the gravy and you've got no granules left and you can't save it.
And you can't thicken it out.
And you just got to look at this watery gravy knowing it's your fault because you didn't measure it like you meant to.
Just take your time, guys. Just take your time. Just add the water gradually.
Treat your gravy with care.
Yeah. But, you know, it's not going to help you running out.
No.
If anything, the opposite.
Gareth in Raynham said toilet roll. One minute there's a whole roll, the kids go in there and there's an empty tube. I don't know how they do it.
I don't know what they do with it either. Are they playing games in there?
I think they must literally mummify themselves every time they go for a wee.
They're coming
out.
You
know, like multiple wraps around the hand.
Yeah, like one of those Halloween competitions.
Yeah,
they're doing that secretly in there. That's what they're in there doing.
I respect Sue and Thanet. She always runs out of chips.
Always. I mean, with that thing, when you put your chip fork in, maybe you've been sat on the beach, you're on a bench somewhere, maybe looking out. You're looking out over... the main sands at Margate, let's say, and you're looking out and you're, oh, what a lovely day, and you put your chip down, oh, we got this polystyrene tray on the end of it.
No.
What a feeling. What a letdown.
That is actual pure misery. It's that scratch of the polystyrene, like it's laughing at you.
You
finished your chips and you're like, don't you laugh at me.
Do you ever think we overthink things? I think
never.
Maybe no.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM, panning out the tunes, big competitions going on. While that song was playing, Chelsea Little and Lucy Hickmott were having a conversation about limescale in the kettle.
I can't believe you're outing us about this on the radio.
Look, it's a real issue that people need to take seriously.
This is a place of honesty. Yeah.
Okay. Nobody wants a lime scaly brew.
Right, exactly. And this is the kind of place... You won't get Beyonce talking about this kind of thing.
No.
She keeps it too professional. We're real people. Yeah,
we're accessible.
It's all about the water filters, people.
Exactly.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
Baby news, not about someone who's having a baby this time, though, but about how to feed your baby. New jars of food out now from a big food company. It's not baby food, it's kababy food. Yes, it's my first chicken doner kebab baby food. Kababy food, that's what it is. It's now on sale for your kids to get stuck into the food that you enjoy too. Pureed chicken meat and lots of other stuff in there as well, including essential vitamins, minerals and protein. It's supposed to be very good. You know, it is proper and it's packed with nutrients. That's what they're saying. Kababy food.
Do they get to pick what sauces they have on it, though?
Do you know what? I wonder if they'll go for a chili sauce.
You know, are they going to go chili, mint and mayo?
Yeah.
Are they going to go garlic, barbecue? How do they pick how much salad they want in there?
That's true as well. Well, I don't know any of the answers to those questions. I think because they're going to be like 6 months old, it'll be get what they're given. But finally... Because no one thinks about the babies coming home from the pub late at night, do they?
Do you know what?
Up until now, no one does.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Thanks for listening to the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
See more on Insta, Facebook, Twitter and TikTok at KMFM Official.
Listen weekdays 6 till 10 on the radio, app and smart speaker. Say, play KMFM.
Hit the follow button to get the latest episodes when they drop.
And find more podcasts at im-listening.co.uk.